"He's there," Violet said, pointing him out in the crowd. "How did you get on?" whispered William anxiously. Violet pulled the empty flask from her trouser belt and handed it to him. Cupping the glass in both hands, he held the bottle tightly to his chest and inhaled long and deep. "Our families will see us," he shouted, jumping back onto the stool. He shoved the flask into the air for all to witness. "My two young friends here made sure of that." The crowd began to whisper, and William waited for them to settle again before he started to explain. "Archer's tea is blinding our families, and I've developed an antidote that will reverse its effects. My two brave friends here administered it to the tea leaves in the factory right this very morning. It's my brother's pride and joy. I have been told that fresh brewed tea is delivered to every home and workplace in the town each day, and because of this, by tomorrow, our families will see us again. If we were to walk down the streets of what we once called our town. They won't, however, recognise us, yes, and that's the next part of our plan, to zap them with the reimaginator. If we do all that, perfect will fall." "The what?" someone laughed at the end of the room. "The reimaginator," William repeated seriously, before explaining how his brother's rose-tinted glasses robbed the imagination, how their BR technology made people see only what the Archers wanted them to, and how his machine, the reimaginator, could fix all of that.